From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Later this week, President Obama is expected to announce a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan. The high-level meetings are already underway. The head of NATO stopped by the White House today. We'll have more on that strategy in a few minutes, but first, as the U.S. and its allies prepare to ramp up operations in Afghanistan, here's a name that you may be hearing more often, Admiral James Stavridis. He's just been picked to be NATO's top military commander. Stavridis is currently the top U.S. commander for Latin America and the Caribbean. All that, and as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, he also plays a mean game of squash.
All right, let's start with the squash game. We are down deep in the bowels of the Pentagon, a place known as the POAC. It's the Pentagon Athletic Center. With a couple of squash courts down here, we're on one of them. This is a court well known to Jim Stavridis.
Jim is pretty darn good. He'll outlast you. He's in extremely good physical condition. He'll just outlast you.
That's Larry DeRita. He's been trying to beat Jim Stavridis at squash since they first met at the Naval Academy back in the 70s. Years later, DeRita and Stavridis both found themselves at the Pentagon, both working as top aides to then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. DeRita says that Jim Stavridis was one of Rumsfeld's favorite partners.
The secretary took his share of games off him, but Jim is a pretty darn good player. He beats me most of the time, that's for sure.
Stavridis must have made a shrewd decision early on not to beat his bosses too often because his career has flourished. He first commanded a ship at sea in 1993 when he took the helm of a Navy destroyer, the USS Barry. From there, Stavridis kept working his way up, both inside the Pentagon and at sea. He wrote speeches for the Secretary of the Navy and commanded a carrier strike group in the Persian Gulf. By the time he made admiral, says his friend and Naval Academy classmate John Allen, it was clear Stavridis was on an unusual fast track.
He went straight from 1 to 3 stars.
As in, from a 1-star to a 3-star admiral, skipping the 2-star rank altogether. By 2006, Stavridis had ascended to 4 stars and to the position he holds today, top U.S. military commander for Latin America. Perhaps the high point in Stavridis' tenure was the rescue last summer of 3 Americans who had been held hostage in Colombia for 5 years. The actual operation was carried out by Colombian special forces. But Bill Brownfield, the U.S. ambassador to Colombia, says Stavridis was so closely involved that in the weeks leading up to the raid, the two of them were talking 3 or 4 times a day.
And since he was the senior military guy on the ground, offering the senior military judgment on this, he was well out on the plank along with me in this regard. So I say it's not only a question of brains, it's also, quite frankly, a question of guts.
Stavridis talked about the hostage rescue, among other things, at a Senate hearing last week. He opened his testimony with a joke about being the only Navy guy among the 4 senior officers testifying.
I'm very fortunate to be joined by 3 generals as a Navy admiral. I always feel good to have generals around me. I feel a little safer.
If he's confirmed for the NATO job, Stavridis would be the first Navy officer to fill a post that's traditionally been held by Army generals. Dwight Eisenhower was Supreme Allied Commander before he went on to the presidency. He was followed by, among others, Alexander Haig, Wesley Clark, and President Obama's current National Security Advisor, Jim Jones. Jones also broke the mold as a Marine Corps general. Defense Secretary Robert Gates notes that Stavridis speaks several European languages, French, Spanish, and a little Portuguese, and that he would bring the right mix of military and diplomatic know-how to NATO.
I would say that Jim Stavridis, both in terms of knowledge of how things work here in Washington, but also in terms of his diplomatic skills, is probably one of the best senior military officers we have.
Stavridis' friends say a move to Europe would, in a way, bring his career full circle. Retired Vice Admiral Kevin Green notes that Stavridis' PhD focused on NATO security issues. Today, those issues include Russia's relations with the alliance and France rejoining the command structure. Green says Stavridis is already reading up, especially on the challenges ahead in Afghanistan. This is a fellow who does his homework, Green says, and that process is in high gear. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.